The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, our special guest is Dr. Samuel Lee, a pioneering psychiatrist whose transformative journey through the depths of mental health challenges has led to a groundbreaking approach to healing. Dr. Lee's extensive experience with a wide range of psychiatric symptoms offers him a unique perspective on mental health treatment. Disillusioned by the limitations of Western psychiatry, he embarked on a global quest for healing, exploring the realms of energy, consciousness, and spirituality. In his compelling book, The Spiritual Guide to Mental Health, Dr. Lee introduces a paradigm shift that moves beyond mere symptom management to addressing root causes at an energetic level. He champions a holistic approach to wellness, emphasizing the power of love, connection, and the principles of New Start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, trust in higher self, air, rest, and temperance. But there's more. Tonight we will delve into the intriguing concept of DNA seals and the mark of the beast. Dr. Lee will unravel the mysteries behind the infamous 666, exploring its origins and its impact on human reincarnation. Join us as we explore these profound insights. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And directly from Northern Florida, his website, transcendencementalhealth.com, on honored to welcome Dr. Samuel Lee. Dr. Lee, welcome to Veritas. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Doing really well.
My pleasure. And I mentioned to you before, I just recently became exposed to your work, and I was just floored with all the stuff that you discuss on your Instagram channel. But let's just begin, because I've always wondered why psychiatry has this dark side of labels. But your book opens with a powerful personal testimony. Can you share more about your journey and the key experiences that led you to write this book?
Yeah, absolutely. So in this lifetime, I not only became a psychiatrist, I worked in LA for more than seven years as a board certified psychiatrist, but I also personally experienced every single psychiatric symptom and label and diagnosis personally. So I was personally experiencing these symptoms and diagnoses while I was actually going to residency in Cedars-Sinai. And then I started treating my patients. And with the Western system of diagnosis labels and medications and talk therapy, and I started realizing that these medications actually do not treat the root cause. In fact, 70% of the time, they shut down the second chakra, the most powerful creative force on the planet. They also sometimes start numbing the third eye. And so I started realizing that the Western model that I was working in, my patients weren't getting better, and it was a sick model system to get people actually sometimes addicted on medications. And personally, I was also experiencing these symptoms in the dark night of the soul, major depression 4 times, severe PTSD, mania, and I allowed myself to go through this. And then there came a point where I started realizing, okay, there's what we call consciousness. And I started developing this intense desire to seek truth and healing for myself. And so I started becoming a yoga teacher, a breathwork instructor, started studying about the truth, because the truth will set us free. And I started realizing the Western system, even though the name is psychiatry, psyche comes from the word soul, that the entire Western system had almost systematically eliminated the concept of a soul. And instead of a vertical model where you're connecting with your higher self, they started promoting a horizontal system, which is trying to band-aid labels, diagnosis, and symptoms, which is not treating the root cause, because there's metaphysics, which is cause, the world of cause, frequency, what you do not see, thoughts, emotions, attitudes, belief systems. And these frequencies are administered by the mind, which the mind administers this frequency into the body. And less than 1% of diseases congenital, which means 99% of these diseases are from signals from metaphysics cause. And the effects is physics, what we see. And that's less than, you know, that's greater than 99% of diseases are from actually metaphysics is the cause. And the whole Western system was set up to only treat what you can see, serotonin, dopamine. And so I started realizing, oh, okay, actually, maybe perhaps there's a better model where you reconnect a person to their soul and help them change their thoughts, words, attitudes, beliefs, and signal to the epigenetics, which will then code for the proteins, which will lead to wellness if that's in alignment with metaphysics. And so I went down, if you want to call it this intense search for truth and freedom, because I needed to heal myself.
Labels. I've seen in the past 50 years how the labels have increased in psychiatry. It's almost like there's a condition for everything. Even for, look, I'm going to say it. I was a bedwetter until I was about 11 or 12. Right now, if I was, you know, 2 years old and bedwetting, I would be prescribed medication already at the age of two. And what would that do to my brain, my whole body? So why is it that psychiatry comes up with all these labels every single year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. They have this book, which is the psychiatrist Bible called the DSM. And every 5 years or so, a bunch of psychiatrists gather together and based upon biased research papers, literally sponsored by Big Pharma, they filter out the studies that are not in accordance with what they want, the pharmaceutical companies want, and they hand select certain ones. And every 5 years, this list of diagnoses and labels gets bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where almost 99% of society can be labeled into one of these diagnoses. And the psychiatrists don't even have time to listen. And so they're literally just symptom management and giving you a label, which is on your medical record for life. And as soon as someone receives and accepts a word or a label or a diagnosis that they have major depressive disorder, and they actually start believing that because someone in a white coat has told them that, their brain automatically starts coding for proteins which label that person as sick. And so we are literally in this system imprisoned by labels, diagnosis, and by our own words. And I started realizing this. That the system is literally imprisoning people with diagnosis and labels and putting in a frequency box, so that I started having this passion. Oh, how can we switch this to a system that is based on energy, consciousness, and truth rather than labels, diagnosis, or symptoms?
But don't we have natural emotions like fear, sadness, happiness, anger, disgust, surprise? That's normal. But right now, if you're sad, there's a pill for that. If you're in fear or anxious, despair, there's a pill for that. Why can't we just handle it naturally? And I even spoke with an anesthesiologist a couple of years ago, and he told me 50% of all the millennials that come here, we had to give them double the dose of anesthesia because they are so drugged with psychotropic drugs that if we don't do that, they won't be able to be under the knife. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And, you know, it's what we reveal, we feel, we heal. It's important to allow our feelings, which are energy and motion, emotions to flow and to feel it fully and to allow that energy to flow through the body. And when we, you know, systematically through medications, numb these feelings, because the system is set up in a way, we were created to stand out, not fit in. But the system is created to help people fit in. And if they don't fit in, they're labeled and given a medication, which is going to numb them. And those emotions aren't going to flow. They're going to get stuck, and stuck energy leads to disease. And so absolutely, like, the whole model right now is based on a sick care system. And it's like kind of making people feel like it's not safe to feel. So it's important to start creating more safe spaces within and safe spaces without, so that people can once again create safety to feel their feelings and to allow these emotions. That's part of being human. And that's a beautiful part of being human.
You mentioned that psychiatry has a dark history. Can you talk about how historical practices in psychiatry have shaped its current state and the implications for patients today?
Yeah, absolutely. If you trace back the history of psychiatry, and not too long ago, I mean, there were literally psychiatrists taking an ice pick and literally picking out and taking out the frontal lobe, the seat of judgment, and literally zombifying human beings, and then saying that they had cured them because their symptoms were no longer active. And this can be traced back even to, if you want to call it eugenics, the belief that you had to like select only for positive traits. And if you trace the history back and back and back, the system has systematically taken out the concept of a soul and made human beings to be like a wooden table where it's nothing is connected. There's only one piece, treat the serotonin. But what they don't understand is everything is connected. Serotonin is connected to dopamine, which is connected to this. And every organ is connected. So you can't isolate one thing and treat one thing. It's made it into a linear concept when we are actually multidimensional and we have a soul. And when you eliminate the concept of a soul, it can lead to certain dark practices such as taking out the frontal lobe, such as eugenics, such as what I believe today to be chemical lobotomization. And history repeats itself unless we learn from the past.
And this is something that's been happening for a long time. When do you think these practices, I mean, the ice pick, and you have the lobotomy, and even electroshock that was used at the beginning of the century, who came up with all these practices and for what reason?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, without going too deep into it, if you trace it back, what is happening on planet is a reflection as within, so without, as below, so above. So if you want to trace it back to, yes, the systems currently, the educational system, the political system, the health system, all of these systems, when you look at it, there's literally five companies, or you want to say certain families that control the entire systems. And but you want to look at it as a triangle. So at the top of the triangle, yes, these on-planet people are controlling the systems and literally feeding off of people's fear. And literally off-planet, there are certain beings, if you want to call it, who have been cut off from source through repeated free will choice. And if you cut yourselves off from the source of all energy, you have to vampire energy, and you have to keep people asleep. You have to zombify people and literally feed off of their energy in order to remain immortal. So this goes way off planet, and on planet, you can trace it back to the systems that are being currently controlled by off planet beings, which are systematically trying to keep humanity asleep in divide and conquer tactics.
You emphasize the importance of viewing mental health from an energetic perspective. How do you define the spiritual aspect of mental health, and why is it crucial to addressing the root causes of psychiatric symptoms?
Yeah, you know, when you say mental health, you have to think of, okay, what is, D1, dimension one. The greatest lie ever told to humanity is that we are third dimensional beings. We are multidimensional beings. And so dimension one is the physical body. Dimension two is the emotional body. Dimension three is the mental body. And the mental health is, if you cut the D3 off from dimension four, five, and six, dimension four, five, and six is the soul, a carbon crystalline less dense version of us existing right now. It's the higher self, what Freud referred to as the superconscious mind, the higher mind. And from there, as from this connection to the soul, the frequencies flow from 6, 5, 4 all the way down to 3. And when it's flowing from the soul, the higher self, the superconscious mind, it literally starts integrating the mental health of the ego, if you want to call it. And the ego becomes a servant of the soul when it's in vertical alignment with the soul. And the D3 then flows and balances the emotional body to the physical body, and they're all in harmony. The energy is flowing from the soul down to the physical body. But currently in Western psychiatry, they've eliminated the concept of a soul, which is funny because the word psyche, psychiatry, actually means soul. And so it's really important to understand the multidimensional nature of a human being and to reconnect the physical body and the mental body to the soul. And that's where the mental health will come back into realignment.
I wasn't going to ask you this question, but since you talk about multidimensionality, what happens when we dream? Do we actually imagine things, or do we actually go somewhere else to another dimension during the period of REM?
Yeah, it's a great question. And so, yeah, the consciousness, the brain is not the consciousness. The consciousness is the energy, the intelligent energy that pervades into all things, all that is. And so when we sleep, for most people, the consciousness is actually going to, if you want to call it the fourth dimension, which is the astral plane. And so there's a lower fourth astral plane where disembodied energies and entities hang out. And there's an upper fourth astral plane. There's a whole history of how there was a split in the fourth dimension. And so if you're coming back and you're remembering your dreams, oftentimes, it's a good sign that you've integrated your fourth DNA strand. But that's for most people. But now I'm starting to meet people who've been doing a lot of spiritual work, and they've opened up the portals. And so in their dreams, their consciousness is able to leave dimension three and all past dimension four and travel beyond space or time and have sometimes prophetic dreams or different types of dreams. And so it's just important to know that spirituality and science are one, and consciousness is literally able to go into multiple dimensions. And for some people, when they sleep, that's happening. For some people, they're just clearing out subconscious trauma. And so it's all about energy and understanding frequency, as Tesla said.
You said something interesting. You said that spirituality and science are one. Are they one, or were they one? And now they separated them. And this is why you can't question science, and thus it becomes dogma. And it's almost like they have a fight one with the other, spirituality on one side and science on the other, when I believe in the past used to be one, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on the person. For me personally, I'm a firm believer. It's not even a belief. It's a knowing that spirituality and science are one, because I've experienced it. The problem is 99% of most 3D scientists, who are only going off what they can see, have not experienced their multidimensional nature. And they're just literally mentally trying to construct from what they can see. Once again, it's metaphysics, what you do see. You don't see microwaves, but they're there. You don't see gamma waves, but they're there. And so there's, if you want to say metaphysics, quantum morphogenetic physics. And when you start going deep into quantum physics, such as Einstein, such as Tesla, and you start realizing actually spirituality and science are the same thing. But 99% of most scientists, 3D scientists on Earth right now, have not experienced their multidimensional nature. But when you go deeper and deeper into this, you'll start realizing actually spirituality and science are the same in one.
What I'm about to say is not religious, but can you explain what Christ consciousness means in the context of mental health and how it can be applied to healing?
Yeah. So according to the perspective that I study Kalantic science, the fourth, fifth, and sixth stranded DNA is the soul. The seventh, eighth, ninth stranded DNA is the oversoul. The 10th, 11th, 12th stranded DNA is the avatar inner Christ. So actually the Christ consciousness is within. And that was actually the true message of Jesus. He didn't want to be anybody's savior, but society has twisted the message just like everybody does. But the inner Christos reclamation mission is that there is, if you want to call it, a DNA strand that you can activate, the 10th, 11th, 12th stranded DNA. The 10th strand is the Christic mind. The 11th DNA strand is the Buddhic mind. The 12th DNA strand is the Nirvanic mind. And the language of our potential intron DNA, scientists used to call junk DNA because they couldn't see it, is actually frequency, sound, light, and symbols. And so there's specific types of sound, light, and symbols that we can utilize to start activating our potential DNA, our Christic mind. And the greatest form of love is when you come into that point, if you want to call it the Christ consciousness, not a person. It's a consciousness that is available to everybody, because when one person runs a 4-minute mile, you know, people thought it was impossible before. All of a sudden, everybody everywhere, the quantum potential is open, can break the 4-minute mile. And so this Christ consciousness, which is at one mint, it's at one with all, but it's unattached to any.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project. Because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.